For our news article, so you were chatting with us, Jasmine?
Jasmine.
Sorry, Jasmine, you were chatting with us before we got started here with Mick Happy Day, and you were saying this isn't, you know, your first rodeo, for lack of a better word. You've done Mick Happy Day before, and you're just always so happy to just see how, like, caring and supportive Yellowknife is. You want to talk a little bit more about that?
Well, just so happy, you know, after the 2 years that we are locked out with the COVID, and now we're trying to get back to the normal, not normal thing, because it's not gonna be normal anymore. And you know, I did Mick Happy Day 3 years ago, and it was so fun, and we are so overwhelmed of the support of all the people in Yellowknife, and now we're here again. I'm hoping, you know, like, everyone is struggled with the COVID, but it's so nice to see people, like, come together again to help the Ronald McDonald Foundation Hospital.
Yeah, that's great. So, and people can come down, and anything they buy here, portion of those proceeds go towards Ronald McDonald House Charities. Now, if you're going to support Ronald McDonald House Charities, what's your go-to McDonald's, or the thing that you get more often than not? Are you okay? So if you have kids, are they, like, you got, yeah, like, when say your family gets McDonald's, are your kids chicken nuggets fans, or is there?
Okay, yeah. Well, my daughter, I have 2 kids. My daughter loved the cheeseburger,
right?
Cheeseburger plain, and my son loved the smoothies. Like, the smoothies in McDonald's is, I think for me, is way better than other one.
Yeah, let's go to smoothies.
Yes, yes. The smoothies in here are really, like, fruity and good. I can guarantee that, because I've been working in here for so long. Mm-hmm. And yeah, like, well, the what they call the legend Big mm-hmm. Mac as well is good in here. Yeah, my sons love that. So
awesome. Thank you so much, Jasmine.